All right. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the publisher of the Pulse Draft Newsletter. He is our longtime sports expert, and we're going to talk NFL training camps with Ribby Pulse. Hi, Ribby.
Hey there, gentlemen.
Morning.
How you doing? That's good.
Good. How are you?
Well, gentlemen, I just called because I want to let you know that I can't make it out there to the Oxnard with you guys. Unless I can get my car running, I got to drive from New Jersey.
Drive from New Jersey?
Yeah, there are many problems and obstacles to getting to the good training camp this year. I've been put on the no-fly list.
Why?
Due to some offhanded threats I've made to various airlines. And also some alcohol-fueled air rage incidents.
Oh, Ribby,
you're one of those.
Resulted in me being duct taped to a seat with my own underwear taped into my mouth. Didn't mind that part so much, but yeah, I have a history with the airline, so I've been working really hard up here in New Jersey trying like hell to convince a private pilot to fly me to Oxnard. but the only one so far that's given me a maybe is a crop duster from T-Neck.
Oh, yeah, I don't like your chances there.
And he says that for $1,000 he will fly me there, but his plane is a 1915 plane and can only hold enough fuel to get us 75 miles at a time. So we just basically kind of puddle jump there. So there's a lot of stops. Plus, the plane has a max speed of 60 miles an hour.
How does that stay airborne?
It's one of those open cockpit deals, you know?
Yeah, I think I would drive, too.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm better off taking my Pontiac Vibe, you know? But that thing's been on blocks in my front yard for the past year and a half.
Oh, man. No.
I know. I bought it off of Craigslist after misunderstanding the ad. I saw an ad for a Vibe that had only two owners and hadn't been cleaned, and I jumped right on it.
Why did you jump on it with the note it hadn't been cleaned?
I agreed to buy it before I realized it was in the automotive section, gentlemen. But anyway, I'm really excited about these Cowboys.
Yeah?
Really excited. I think that Dak Prescott is going to ball out.
Wow.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You just heard someone say that once?
I did. I heard someone say it emphatically on radio, and I said, I'm going to use that.
Ball out.
I think of Dak Prescott. I think he's looking good. I think his leg potential is unbelievable this year. He's got that ankle-to-tibia ratio that's off the Wonderlic oxygen level.
All right, so Dak's going to be a good.
Dak is going to be a good this year.
Okay.
I mean, a really good this year.
Good.
I've heard a lot of people talking about how, you know, first year back from an injury, even Tom Brady didn't do so well, but Dak is going to overturn that. Look for him to have a really breakout year for him. This could be almost a career-making year for him.
All right.
Did you hear Jerry the other day?
Yeah.
He admitted that he effed up the Jimmy deal.
Yeah.
I loved the fact that he was giving us such candor.
Yeah, it was pretty candid.
I thought that took a lot of courage for him to say that. Now let's see if he has the courage to admit to wearing a hairpiece and getting facial surgery.
Well, I don't think we'll need to hear that.
That's none of our business.
Yeah.
Moment of silence for Biz Markie. We are back. Boy, Jerry sure is crying a lot these days. I was getting a little worried about him up there.
Yeah.
It's like you watch Steel Magnolias right before that press conference. What's going on with that? And I think that this will be a year that Randy Gregory stays away from the drugs.
Well, maybe.
I think this boy is clean. This man is clean. He is the guy that you know of all the guys. He's not a girl. He's not a girl.
No, he's not.
This is a full-grown man.
Okay. It's not a great point.
Now, I'm one boy who's not stayed off the drugs this year.
Maybe.
I've really been enjoying the drugs, Georgia.
Ribby, you're like 88 years old.
I really realize that. But they're inventing new kinds of Molly all the time.
Yeah.
I enjoy club drugs, Giorgio. When I'm out there at Oxnard after taking the crop duster to get out there and my Pontiac 5 half the way through, I want to go to a club with you, Giorgio. I'm going to dance my ass off.
Okay.
Get a little of the weekend going, you know, blinded by the light, little grinding, little noodle dancing. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
Moment of silence for Tawny Katane.
Paul in...
And we're back.
I'm sorry. I thought we were going
and
to calls.
We're back. You remember Tawny Katane?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Which one?
Here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I
know. Man, that's high.
Your range is incredible.
Remember that when she was writhing
on
that car?
Yeah, that was great.
You bet.
Get your bingo card ready. Leaving that slug trail on that Jaguar.
Bingo.
I made my body feel Christmas to that many a time, gentlemen.
Oh, gosh.
Ribby,
many a time.
We're not talking football anymore, are we?
What? We're supposed to talk football? I'll see you at the training camp, gentlemen.
Okay.
If I can get there.
See you at the training camp.
Bye.
Bye. There goes Ribby Paltz. There he goes, and it looks like Texas and Oklahoma are going to the SEC. The latest next. With the